This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand. The annual Walmart shareholder meeting is tomorrow in Fayetteville, Arkansas. Up for a vote are several resolutions the company's leaders don't like. For more than a decade, religious groups with small holdings of Walmart shares have been working to change company policies. And as NPR's Greg Allen reports, they've had some success.
Susan Mika is with the Benedictine Sisters of Boerne, Texas. The order owns 500 shares of Walmart stock. The resolution they're offering at this week's shareholder meeting would order Walmart to prepare a comparison of the salary and benefits paid to top executives with the wages of its lowest paid workers. Mika says her order did its own study comparing Walmart CEO Lee Scott's $17.5 million pay package in 2004 with the average worker pay of $9.68 per hour.
And the difference between that was like 1,000 to 1. Many other large companies had a disparity of 431 to 1 in 2004. And so in many ways, this is out of kilter.
Walmart has filed a statement opposing the resolution. A company spokesman declined to comment further, but says Walmart takes seriously all shareholder concerns. These kind of disputes have been going on since the early 1970s. At that time, the issues were South African apartheid and opposition to the war in Vietnam. More than 30 years later, faith-based investors have broadened their reach. They now work to promote fair labor standards, good environmental practices, and many other issues. This year, religious groups are offering resolutions at shareholder meetings of more than 150 corporations. Sister Mika.
If we own one share in the company, we're a part owner of the company, and we feel that part of our mission then is to raise questions if we disagree with the policies of that company.
Another resolution under consideration asks Walmart to prepare a sustainability report, a document outlining the company's strategies concerning economic, social, and environmental issues and development. That resolution was filed by the United Methodist Church. But even before the vote, it's clear that resolution, the one on executive compensation, and four others proposed by shareholders are all likely to fail. That's because nearly half of the company's stock is held by members of the Walton family and other company insiders. Sister Pat Wolf heads the Interfaith Center on Corporate Responsibility, an umbrella group representing 275 faith-based institutional investors with combined portfolios worth some $110 billion. Her group has been involved in talks with Walmart on a variety of issues for the past 13 years, and she says they've had some success. Last year, for example, Wolf says the Sisters of Charity of St. Elizabeth, New Jersey, proposed a resolution requiring the company to make public information about the diversity of its workforce. The resolution received 18% of the vote.
Somebody will say, oh, you failed. You only received 18% of the vote. But in all truth, when 40% of the shares are owned by the Walmart family, 18% of the vote is a pretty significant showing that people do expect some kind of change.
Just a few months ago, the company posted that information online. A Walmart spokesman says the shareholder vote was just one of several factors that led the company to finally make the information public. Wolf says not all of her group's member organizations are involved in the Walmart campaign. Because they're critical of the company's labor and environmental practices, many have divested themselves of Walmart stock. But over the last decade, she says her group has been instrumental in convincing Walmart to take greater responsibility for labor conditions at its supplier factories and to respect workers' rights to organize unions, all reasons why religious investors will be well represented at tomorrow's shareholder meeting in Fayetteville. Greg Allen, NPR News.